answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Right now, we are unaware of any reports of any Americans being hurt, kidnapped, or killed. And the Mexican drug cartels know not to lay a finger on a single American, or they will pay severe consequences under this president. And they already are. This operation, which was carried out successfully by the Mexican authorities, was, of course, supported by the United States, would not have happened without the leadership of President Trump. He has made it a day one priority to target and go after these vicious drug cartels that have shipped deadly poison to our country for far too long. He signed an executive order to rightfully designate them as foreign terrorist organizations. We've seen the president take unilateral lethal action against drug boats sailing through the Caribbean. And now, of course, we are coordinating and cooperating and pushing the Mexican government to do more to end the scourge of deadly drugs coming through our United States southern border, which, of course, is now secure thanks to President Trump as well.
And again, that is Caroline Leavitt from the White House saying that cartel members know if you touch one American, if you harm one American in Mexico, we will come after you. The situation blew up after the U.S. assisted with intel information to help Mexico capture the leader of the Jalisco cartel. And instead of just capturing him, they ended up killing him. To the knowledge I've seen, and I'm telling you what I've seen and heard, does not appear any U.S. weapons were fired. We were just giving them intel. But that's not the way the cartel will look at it. They will look at America, and Americans are responsible. So they've had a lot of violence inside Mexico. Two-thirds of all the states in Mexico have had breakouts of violence, often cartel against cartel. If there's a violence, an opportunity for one cartel to seize power, they're going to exercise it. But a lot of violence also between the cartels and the Mexican government and the National Guard of Mexico. And there have been dozens killed that have been verified inside the Mexican National Guard and our military. Unknown number of cartel members killed so far. The latest I'm seeing at this point, again, we got a lot of folks stuck in Puerto Vallarta, where a lot of the violence first broke out around that area. State Department issued warnings to tourists already there. Stay on the grounds of your resort. That doesn't mean they're truly safe, but just do not venture out onto the streets. And then there was a violence being reported outside Acapulco, another great tourist destination. And there are a lot of expats, Americans, who decided to, I want to live in Mexico. I like the country. It's beautiful. The people are beautiful. I love America. I am an American, but I do want to spend my money down there, and it goes a lot farther. A lot have moved down there to do that. And they're being ordered, or not ordered, but urged to exercise extreme caution. Because even though you had nothing to do with the cartels in any way, you had nothing to do with taking out their leader, if they know you're an American, you could well be a target. Question raised in the New York Times today with a headline, is it safe to travel to Mexico right now, given the cartel violence? Do you need to read the article before you come up with an answer? I'd say no. I'm just talking to a guy the other day. He and his wife were planning a trip to Mexico. In fact, what are we today? 2 days ago, he mentioned they were going to. I said, so what happens now? He said, we're looking to maybe go to, let me see, where was he going to go? I want to say Nicaragua, but it wasn't Nicaragua. Dominican, to the Dominican Republic. See the beautiful places there? He said, I think that's where we're going to go. We want to take a trip, but we're not going to go to Mexico. And when you get down to it, these cartel members, they don't have to just be operating inside Mexico. And keep in mind, all the drugs have been brought into our country were brought here by drug cartels. And they're in our country. So they could decide on a whim or on a whistle from someone, start killing Americans, wherever you are. And we had an American Airlines Boeing jet landing in Miami. Now, it came out of Colombia, not Mexico, but Colombia. And while inspecting the plane, after it had landed, about 280 on board, I take it back, 160 on board, I'm thinking about a different plane. When they were walking around and taking a look at it, they noticed there were at least 7 to 8 bullet holes in part of the plane. I don't even know if the pilots were where they were hit, to be quite honest. Probably was some kind of high-powered rifle that was shooting it as it was lifting off from Colombia. I've been warning about that, and I've also been warning, and I pray I am wrong and it doesn't happen. The cartels have a lot of military-grade weapons. They have shoulder-fired missiles that they can use, rockets. They get anywhere near an airport, be it in the USA or as a plane is departing Mexico or even the Cancun area where it's been quiet. Especially if it's known to be an American airline carrier, and American Airlines has America all over it, or if it's filled with a lot of Americans headed back to the U.S., you need to be aware of this. I'm not trying to frighten you or your family and friends. I'm just saying the possibility exists. It's always been there, but it's heightened at this point. Use extreme caution. Welcome to hour number 2, Larry Connors, USA, February 26, 2026. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. And with Larry Connors, USA, you get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You will leave the hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Very easy. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors, USA Rumble. And everything goes up as a podcast later at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And I ask one favor of you. If you do end up listening or watching at a later time than when we're on the air, push the button that says share. Send it on to family and friends and relatives. We basically have a national audience because of your help and also the fact that we have our app, our News Talk STL app, absolutely free. Get it from your app store, put it on your phone, and you can listen to us from anywhere, even across the Pacific or Atlantic. You can listen to Larry Connors USA or any of the other great programs we have on News Talk STL. Let me take a moment to remind you, I'd mentioned this in the last hour. Here we are, the 26th of Feb. We are that much closer to March 20. What happens on March 20, Larry? I'm glad you asked. March 20 is a Friday. The Old Hickory Golf Club in St. Peter's. This will be the St. Charles County Lincoln Trump Dinner. A night of speeches, food, fun, all supporting the Republican Party. You can go to the stcharlesgop.com for more information and tickets. Or go to News Talk STL, and we'll provide a link so you can go direct to that and get tickets and make your plans. It is, again, Friday, March 20. As we noted the other night with the president's speech, the leftists did not get as unruly as they have in the past, but a couple of them were yelling and shouting, like Omar shouting out, "You're a liar," and Al Green of Texas, shaking. I don't know if he's shaking his cane, but as he normally does, he's trying to berate the president. The president just ignored them and rolled past them. Well, the Speaker of the House is actually in charge of that event, and he could have had them removed. Why didn't he?
You know, it was a very shameful display. There was a couple of times, there's a couple of House members that I probably could have ejected from the chamber because of their behavior, but the president handled it so well, and I decided not to do that because, you know, I thought it would be better for the American people to see that, to see the shame that they were bringing upon themselves, and they just continued to do it. They stood at the wrong times, and they refused to stand when they should have. I mean, they stood and applauded themselves for voting against the working families' tax cuts. So they voted to impose the largest tax increase in history on the American people, and they clap for themselves. I mean, that video is going to be very valuable to us in the future. And on the contrary, they refused to stand when the president said, ample that answer this simple question, the first job of the government in the country is to defend Americans and not illegal aliens. They sat on their hands for that. So, look, their actions and their words speak loudly to the American people, and their record is as shameful as their antics tonight.
Yeah, in other words, just let them slaughter themselves. Let them speak and act out. Everybody sees what a buffoon they are. And Democrat Senator from Pennsylvania Fetterman acknowledges he was ashamed.
It's just disappointing, honestly. I think that's sad that I think half of my colleagues didn't show up. I mean, that's not a judgment, but for me, it's like, for me, that's, I think show up, you don't have to clap for everything. You don't have to agree with anything. I think we're in a different place right now where it's now people not even going to show up or doing other kinds of alternative things.
It was pretty pathetic. They also had a gathering down along the Potomac, a bunch of them dressed as frogs or something like that, tadpoles, idiots. Let's just put it that way. That's what they were dressed like. And then President Trump gave them an opportunity to show that while they disagree with him, they can support at least something, right? Nope, didn't happen.
If you agree with his statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
But a lot of the Democrats, in fact, all the Democrats, I don't know about Fetterman, but the Democrats I saw, they were all sitting on their butt. They would not stand up saying they support Americans before they support illegals. Common sense, but they've dug themselves into this grave. And one senator did stand, Pocahontas, senator standing up at the time, when Trump was talking about maybe curtailing some insider trading.
There was one moment, Madam Speaker, where he called you out specifically around, of course, congressional stock trading. What do you say back to him?
I say back to him, as that's what members said, look at your own self. The inference he wants to draw is there was something wrong with that, which there wasn't. And if there was, people get prosecuted for it. For a long time now, we've been trying to pass this law. It doesn't have, now it has more support than it had before. And
Elizabeth Warren stood up and applauded. Elizabeth Warren stood and applauded tonight when the president talked about it.
Well, we all did. I did too. He said, did Nancy stand up? Yeah, I did too. A lot of people stood up. A lot of Democrats stood up. I think that will pass, depending on what the bill is. I mean, what we had, we thought we could pass. It was actually a tougher bill than Governor Spanberger had put forth. We thought it could pass, but it was clear that it wasn't going to make it to the House and the Senate. But in any event, he gives his shout out. I don't pay any attention to him. What I'm concerned about is our democracy, which he is destroying.
Boy, they operate off the same old chart cheat sheet. They just go right back to that. But as you heard, Nancy Pelosi, who is no longer in Congress, Elizabeth Warren stood for that. She did. Yeah, she did. And Pelosi's guilty of a lot of insider trading by everything we've seen around her. In the meantime, tensions are building in the Mideast, Iran in particular, obviously. A retired admiral breaking down what we already have in the theater to face Iran.
This is a huge amount of U.S. firepower, and let's kind of do it from the outside in, if you will, in concentric rings descending like Dante's Inferno. On the outer rings are big strategic bombers. They can come all the way from the United States. They can operate from other bases, but at distance. Inside are the two aircraft carriers. One you see there on the screen, it's in the northern part of the Indian Ocean. The other one is going to park right against Israel, where you see the word Syria on that chart. So now you've got two axes. These are 80 combat aircraft each, with F-35s, our most advanced jets, as well as plenty of FNA-18 Hornets. And then you go inside that and you've got the capacity to launch Tomahawk missiles. You can send drones in. You can use cyber. And of course, there's land-based aircraft, Air Force aircraft at many of those bases you show there. So again, think of it like Dante's Inferno descending. Right in the center of it at the very bottom is Ayatollah Khamenei. I agree with President Trump. He would be wise to negotiate.
He would be. He would be. And don't forget, among those he's mentioning is the B-2 Spirit, located at Whiteman Air Force Base in St. Louis, 6,000 miles from Iran, but it can fly there and refueling along the way and drop pounds of explosives, tons of explosives. We have previously in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and we can damn sure do it to Iran. Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did appear before the House lawmakers in New York today, as we had suggested. It would be a closed-door deposition regarding the relationship with Epstein. She did that today, and tomorrow, former President Bill Clinton. But again, closed door until at one point they say, okay, now we can open up the files more. Coming up, I want you to know a way that you can help vets, a program called Little Homes for Vets, and part of it's happening tomorrow. Got details for you. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
If you have a friend or you yourself or a vet and you need help in some way or another, well, you're hoping there are going to be folks that will be there for you. And in fact, they are. And they've got an event coming up tomorrow. This is the effort being carried out by the Veterans Community Project of St. Louis. And joining us to break it down for us, retired U.S. Air Force Rebecca Tallman, Executive Director. Rebecca, welcome aboard.
Larry, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Now, let's kind of get a handle on, first of all, how great is the need for housing or any kind of treatment for vets, even beyond housing?
Absolutely. When it comes to the housing piece, we have close to 40,000 known homeless veterans on our streets in the United States every single day. And that's, we say known because that just is a number that's counted once a year that gets us to that point. However, we know of many veterans who are couch surfing or living in their cars or many different types of things. And that need is so great for veterans. But we also provide so many other services at Veterans Community Project as well, whether it be food, insecurities, referrals to resources, or so many other things. We're there to help our veterans.
Well, one of the things you're doing is unique in the sense that I think you're going to be able to see this duplicated, or your hope is to duplicate it all across the nation, and that is you have a four-acre campus in the old St. Louis Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood, and for folks not familiar with that, that'd be around North Vandeventer, Natural Bridge area, Delmar Boulevard, that you are building and creating eventually will have 50 fully furnished tiny homes for individuals and their families. Explain the tiny home and how that will happen.
Yes, sir. Veterans Community Project, a nonprofit organization that was founded by some combat veterans in Kansas City, where they've been operational since 2017. We were able to replicate that project here in St. Louis, and we're currently building and housing veterans there in St. Louis. We provide transitional services, transitional housing with wraparound services for veterans that come to stay with us. And our whole goal is then to transition them into permanent housing and make permanent housing a permanent solution.
Now, again, they're called tiny homes. They're 3,000. I mean, how big actually is it? It's for not just one person, but part of a family, one family member, or what?
So in St. Louis, we have 10 family homes, which can sleep up to five. Those are 320 square foot. And then our individual units, which will house individual veterans, are 240 square foot. And so our homes are trauma informed. So they have windows only on one side wall of the unit. They will never face the windows of another unit. Their bed faces the entry and exit of the home. So if you have a veteran who's dealing with PTSD, these specific things can make them have the ability to really thrive instead of just surviving in the environment.
And some of them, since you mentioned PTSD, they might have a service dog that they want to have with them, or they just want a pet.
Yes, sir. We are a pet-friendly organization, and so we do allow our veterans to have pets with them, not just service animals. And so we have dogs and cats, and actually in our Kansas City village, we've had chinchillas. But it's sometimes, you know, an individual doesn't want to leave behind their best friend, and we wouldn't want that for them.
Now, you also have, I mean, you're very close to the Green Rivers the Great Rivers Greenway, a massive walking path. So there's a lot of opportunity for them to get out and exercise if they're capable of doing so.
Yes, they are in the process of building right past our village right now. We're so excited to have the Great River Greenway trail come right in front of our building. And it's going to be something that's going to be there for our veterans. And we're very excited about it.
And talking about their capability, what about if they are physically handicapped in some way?
We do have some ADA capabilities in our village, and we have had veterans who are in wheelchairs or along those lines. And so we do have the capability to help our veterans. And not only do we have transitional housing there, we also have an outreach center where any veteran can walk in regardless of housing, regardless of income, and come in to receive services at our outreach center every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And you have a lot of volunteers, vets, former servicemen, or even active if they have time, or folks who just want to help that are stepping up to help on a physical basis.
Yes, sir. We have 4,000 plus volunteers signed up in St. Louis to be able to volunteer in different types of ways at our project. But we have volunteers on site every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And right now, a lot of our volunteers are helping us build our homes. Our homes are built primarily by volunteers. And so we really enjoy having everyone out there with us being a part of being able to house veterans.
But then the hard part is the money. Even though you're nonprofit, getting money. I know the Burner Group, which is the ownership of one of my sponsors, Renewal by Anderson, they've offered a major partnership and offering $235,000 in-kind renewal care donations. That's got to be a big start.
It is amazing. We are extremely appreciative of the Burner Group and Renewal by Anderson coming in with this wonderful donation that we're announcing on Friday. And really, money is the hard part. We need individuals to come together, support our project. We are primarily privately funded, and so we are constantly fundraising. And what the Burner Group is doing here with this amazing donation is not only contributing to the project, but they're also giving the opportunity for veterans to have safety and security. The doors and the windows, that's exactly what those provide.
Well, that's great. And that's the physical possibility of, but again, if you could get that $235,000 in kind donation duplicated, you're jumping up to just under $500,000 to help complete the project and do more.
Yes, sir. That is true. We each year to be able to run our project, it takes us close to $2 million to build out our project. It's cost us $12.8 million, and it's donations like this and additional donations that hopefully will come in the future that make that happen.
Are you getting any kind of federal funding or assistance in that way?
We get a very small amount of federal funding, but we do not take any funding that will limit the veterans that we serve and how we serve them.
I'm glad to hear that, because that's the biggest problem you find. You know, you could use the help, but it comes with too many strings.
Correct. Yes, sir. And we want to make sure that we can serve all of our veterans.
Rebecca, again, thank you for your service in the Air Force, but you know that you have these vets who have to truly appreciate what you're doing, but the list is long that need the help.
Well, I truly appreciate you taking the time today to highlight us, and thank you. And we, everything that we do every day is just a pleasure and an honor to be able to help our veterans. And I got to watch one of our veterans today who's moved into permanent housing, and I got to visit and say hi.
Well, and to that extent, once they move in, are they limited in the amount of time they can be there before they need to rotate out and make room for someone else?
We are a transitional housing program, so our goal is to get individuals into permanent housing. So while they're with us, we're working on what permanent housing looks like, and everyone's timeline is a little different. But our average stay in one of our villages is anywhere from 14 to 16 months.
Now, you've got a big event tomorrow. Tomorrow, folks.
Yes, sir.
At 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. at your Veterans Center. That, what's the location that folks should gather?
1515 North Grand Boulevard in St. Louis, right there in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood.
1515 North Grand. And keep in mind, if you want to donate, you already got the Burner Group, Renewal by Anderson, offering a $235,000 matching care donation. It's a spark. And for those concerned about veterans, getting them off the streets and helping them for what they've done for our country, 1515 North Grand at 10 tomorrow morning. Anything I'm leaving out?
Yes, sir. And you can visit us at vcp.org.
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed, vcp.org. And I have looked at the site, folks. I strongly encourage you to do it. Again, thank you, Rebecca, for your service to your country in the Air Force and what you're doing now in supporting veterans and the community project.
Thank you for your support. It takes a community to build a village, and we welcome everyone to be a part of that community.
I think it's an outstanding project. Again, it's 1515 North Grand, 10 tomorrow morning. Or go check the website, and you'll find other ways to be involved. Veterans Community Project in St. Louis. Thank you again, Rebecca.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that burner donation is very big from Renewal by Anderson. And you can help, by the way.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. And NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. $20 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I'm truly appalled. I saw a lot of Democrat commentators today spiraling out of control, grasping at straws, trying to find any excuse to criticize President Trump's exceptional speech last night. And they have a very hard time doing so. It's even forced them, as you just pointed out, to turn against the great men and women who brought home gold medals for the first time in 46 years since the miracle on ice. These are great men. They're patriots. They are great athletes who represented our country at the highest level of sports. And the president was so proud to present them to the joint Congress last night. Both Democrats and Republicans should be able to stand up and clap for these young men who made our country so proud on the world stage. But unfortunately, it appears that Democrats, their brains have been so debilitated by Trump derangement syndrome that they can't even root for Team USA. Yeah, they can't even stand when the president calls on them to do so for American citizens who they swear an oath to protect.
That was one of the more shameful events that happened during the president's State of the Union address. Look, you can be a Democrat all day long. I don't care. And you cannot like Trump. That's fine. You're not going to vote for him now or anytime in the future. But what about the country? And we had that part of it we aired yesterday and a little bit earlier today as well, and that is stand if you believe in our country. We'll talk about that again and more in a moment. But any time that something good was put in front of them, some of these people, the leaders and the others, watch them because they're not sure, do we stand, do we not? I mean, what is, quote, the leadership doing? And if they continue to sit on their butts, that's what the others will. Not a bit of courage inside that party. Not one. Elizabeth Sanders stood, as we pointed out earlier, only when Trump was talking about we're going to stop insider trading in Congress. And then when that question got raised to Nancy Pelosi, what she thought about it, of course, she's not a member of Congress now, so she was not there to stand or sit. Well, she just condemned it, basically, say, well, we've been trying to do that. We wouldn't be in favor of it. But if you remember when Trump had his very first State of the Union address, after he beat Hillary and his first State of the Union address, all the Democrats were looking to Nancy. If she applauded, then they would applaud. If she rolled her eyes, that's what they did. They are sheep. They cannot think for themselves. They don't dare think for themselves. They don't dare stand out. John Fetterman, to his credit, and I will be the first to admit, I thought, what a stupid choice Pennsylvanians made. Because if you recall, he'd had a stroke. He had maybe some brain damage. He wanted to walk around in a hoodie all the time. And I was an anti-Fetterman person, but I'm telling you, he's won me over. Not because of what he says, and not because of how he dresses, because I can tell he loves the country. I don't actually know if he stood when the Team Hockey USA was out being honored. I would, if I were taking a bet, I'd say he did. But the others did not. They are creating a perfect GOP campaign, not just for the midterm, but beyond. If you are so vile that you hate this country so much that you won't even honor athletes who participated and brought gold home for the Olympics in hockey for the first time in 46 years, you are so filled with hate, really? And for those who came here as immigrants from other countries, legally, Ilhan Omar, you're here illegally. Now you're a member of Congress. Get your butt on a plane and go back to your previous country, Somalia. Would it be better for you there? Well, of course, they'd treat you like a queen. I don't know why you don't. Here you're just one of the Trump haters. We are in the depths of depravity with many on the left. We really are. Just when you think you cannot possibly sink any lower, oh, they can. They won't just sink. They'll dig themselves into a lower spot. And from that spot, they believe they can rise like the legendary phoenix and resurrect. Not going to happen. I did an extensive monologue at the first hour yesterday, and I've already heard some reaction from several folks. Some saying, you were kind of getting a little preachy there. I said, so be it, because I varied the program considerably. If you missed it, I know you got a lot on your plate, but if you missed yesterday's program, you can pull it up as a podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com. It's right there for you to pull it up. And you'll see how dramatic the first segment was compared to what we normally do. And I'm telling you, and I should have used these exact words yesterday, we need a revival in this nation. We need a good old-fashioned revival where people will get up and stand and cheer for our nation. I'm not asking all of you to stand up and cheer for Trump if you don't like him, or in fact, if you hate him. I don't always endorse what Trump does. I don't always second what he says. I call him out for things I think he's done wrong. But I look at what he's doing with our country. My God, how can you ignore that? And the left continues to preach as the new Virginia governor, Spanberger. It's an affordability crisis. He's creating an affordability crisis. And yet she, in her own state, they're preparing to pass more taxes for her residents of her state. And she dares stand and say that Trump doesn't care about families. He's trying to tax them. She wants to tax things like your leaf blower. If you're going to walk your pets, another tax for that. Does that sound like someone who cares about you and your family, or nanny state? No, we need a revival. Growing up in the South, there were times my parents would take me to one of these tent revivals, and I mean, there was hell and brimstone, believe me. And the preachers were as strong as they could be. I don't know how legit they were. I don't know if they really believed what they were saying, but they were convincing. Billy Sunday, one of the most famous church revivalists I'd heard, I obviously wasn't there to see it, stories of, he says, too many of you out there don't know what you want to stand for. You don't know what to stand on. You want something to stand on? He took a Bible, threw it on the ground, said, stand on that. That's what we need in our nation right now. And in the president's State of the Union address the other night, as I mentioned, he gave those who love America a chance to stand. Here's what he said, and the response was pathetic.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
The standing, the applause, the cheer coming from Republicans. That should not be a partisan issue. If you love this country, and if you love Americans before you love illegals, that doesn't mean you can't have some love and compassion for illegals. But they came into the country illegally. They broke one law. If they have lived here all this time and done nothing else wrong, I'm really not in favor of taking them out of the country. They have not fully assimilated. They need to do so, and maybe there needs to be a way to work it out where they pay a fine and begin to do more. I watched a piece of a video the other day of a woman shouting and screaming, "They're taking my husband away. He's lived here for 30 years, never done anything wrong, but he came here illegally, and they're taking him away." You know what? If that's true, if that's exactly what was happening, and he was wanted for no other crimes, had done nothing else, but that somebody reported them, "Hey, this guy, Juan over here, he owns a grocery store, and I know he's illegal. He's been here 30 years. Has he caused chaos? Has he caused problems and troubles?" I have no issue with that kind of man staying. I don't. He came into the country illegally. He broke a law, but give him a chance to set that right. As long as he's done nothing else, he has basically assimilated into our nation. Out there, supposedly not out there preaching against our nation. If he is, fine, kick him out. If you're going to come into our nation, legally or illegally, or if you're born in this nation, and you want to curse our nation, not our leadership, but our nation, get the hell out. Just go. Trump's State of the Union speech is going to be very easy to be weaponized against the Dems in the primary coming up. Just pictures of him saying, if you love Americans and want more protection for them than illegals, stand, if you agree with that. That question and that response and the leftists sitting on their butts, that's going to hit them all across the nation in the face. There were surveys taken the other day while some of this was underway. Graphs were being plotted. And in one of these plots, I want to share this with you quickly, as he was ripping the Democrats as crazy, part of it demanding a ban on socially transitioning minors without parental consent. A panel of voters watching included 29 Democrats, 30 Independents, 40 Republicans, and on that point, the Democrats did not agree. He said, "Surely we can agree no state should rip children from their parents' arms, transition them to a new gender against their parents' will. Who would believe that? We must ban it. We must ban it immediately. Do you agree?" The Republicans in red shot right up to the top. Many of the Democrats were not far behind. The blue started up and then dived to the bottom. That was a graph and a look at 29 Democrats, 30 Independents, 40 Republicans. The difference in the number of Republicans versus Democrats is not the reason it went south. It went south because they truly don't care about our children. And not just what he said, but the reaction of those in the Congress, the joint session, and even one of those from outside, former Vice President Harris.
It was full of lies. And, you know, when he wasn't lying, it reminded me of our kids going to show and tell at school. It was nothing that was true about really how the American people right now, so many are suffering under the weight of high prices, unaffordable healthcare, unaffordable housing. And it was, you know, we've come to expect it. And, you know, some people have said it was really quite boring and that there was nothing very interesting about it because it was the same old, same old.
And you know
the
what?
Guy lying about what he intends to do, what he has done, and the state of our economy and the state of the world.
And you're not looking at what he has done. And I'm willing to bet she did not even bother watching the speech. She already had notes cribbed out. She was already going to do that and go and attack, just as Virginia Governor Spanberger, who gave the Democrat response, taping her speech ahead of Trump's address, saying the same things. They have this little cadre, say, here's the message. Deliver this message over and over again. He's lying. He's not helping the American people. He's making things worse. He's making unaffordable. On in Virginia, we might begin to tax you if you're walking your dog or using an electric leaf blower. The hypocrisy. That is the biggest snake in their den. And it rules over everything else. They're going to defeat themselves, I hope. But I do not want you to take this as a statement that you don't need to go vote. You vote. You vote and show with a vengeance how strong we are in this country for the USA. Please join us again tomorrow. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.